Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports.
Let's go!
The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate.
Let's go!
Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday, August 7th, 2017, and for an odd Monday, we have seven games today. Seven on the 7th of 2017. Maybe it's just lucky sevens. I'm looking for anything on this slate. Once we get going with these games, you're going to understand why. As always on Monday, my co-host, The Siege. How you doing, buddy?
Man, you tried to stall this pod out for a while. You said it was because the slate sucked. I think you're just trying to stop your slide in the draft standings there, Stevie.
Yeah, was it down to three now?
Three. We're down to three from seven.
Oh, well, it means I really need to step it up here right
before
I
actually roster a full team against you this time.
Yeah, I know. You had a guy go out the other day. So I crushed, of all things, I really crushed PGA on draft this week. So I got lucky to not have first pick in like any of my drafts and not get Dustin Johnson at all and get Hideki. So it was a really good week for me over there on the PlayDraft PGA. If you haven't checked out PlayDraft, make sure you head on over there. Check them out. They are the sponsors of the podcast. It's playdraft.com/grinders. That way you guys get 100% deposit bonus up to $600. And that's not even the best thing. You get 3 months here at Roto Grinders Premium for free once you sign up using the promo code Grinders. With football right around the corner, you're going to want to see this premium content. CJ, we were bull crapping around and, you know, getting ready for this slate, and neither one of us are too excited about this bad boy.
I think that's the understatement of the year.
I was trying to be fair, I guess, fun.
This slate is awful. Like, chalk pitchers, pitchers that have potential to be chalk include Trevor Williams, Irvin Santana, Brent Sutter, JC Ramirez.
Carlos Martinez.
Oh, he will be chalk. Like that one will be chalky along with Scherzer.
Yeah.
Like, and by the way, it's not like that I think Carlos Martinez is even in a good spot.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about these guys as we get going here. Let's get into it. Seven games. We start with Miami at Washington, Chris O'Grady against Max Scherzer. No line in this game yet. Max Scherzer was questionable, but they're saying that he's going to go here.
Yeah, of course he is. Where was that in Miami, buddy?
He hit a home run.
Can I get those 18 fantasy points back?
Would have been better than what he put up, that's for sure. So what do we do with Scherzer? Slate with not a lot of pitching. He's by far the best option. It's not even close.
You play him, right? Yeah, if you don't want to play him, just fade the slate. Like, I just think you have to play him. He's the best option by far. You know, he was going to destroy Miami the first time. He'll destroy Miami this time. It's not hot in D.C. He'll be fine. I like him here. You know, maybe his Nick stiffens up, whatever. Can't control that. You just got to play him here.
I agree. I'm right there with you. You know, for them to say he's good to go, that's all I needed to hear. There's no reason for them to push him here. Like, if he's good to go, he's good to go. I hope.
Yeah. I mean, the slate's awful. I'm playing one team, and it's probably just low dollars. I'm going to play golf. Like, I hate the slate. I actually try to spend time and research it, but there's just nothing here, and I'm not going to force it.
I'm with you. One team sounds really nice. There's a nice little queue. This is a good slate to play hitters only leagues on PlayDraft.
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right. Scherzer, we don't really even need to get in the stats. Massive strikeout rate, 44.5% against righties this season. The WOBA's under 200. The guy's just solid. We got on the other side Chris O'Grady. We got a lefty against Washington. We know they got some power righties in this lineup. Can't play O'Grady here, right?
No.
I'm just saying. O'Grady, 425 WOBA to righties, 42% hard contact. The most impressive thing for O'Grady here is the 8% soft contact rate. So everything he's giving up with his high fly ball rate has been hard. He's given up home runs. Don't play him. What are we doing with the Washington bats?
don't forget Howie Kendrick. He's probably the guy that I'm going to make sure to play. He's one of the best hitters against left-handed pitching this year, and he gets a crap lefty. I love Howie Kendrick here. I don't think anyone's going to play him at 4,300, but I love this spot against another left-handed pitcher.
Yeah, you know, his numbers are solid. You look at Zimmerman, 316 ISO, 400 WOBA against lefties this season. Rendon, 367 ISO, 505 WOBA for Rendon against lefties this season. Against a bad lefty, like, nice little three-man. Do you put in Harper or Murphy in your stack?
If he's terrible and then gets the bullpen, they can obviously do damage off the bullpen. So, didn't they just face O'Grady 5 days ago? Wait a minute. This matchup just happened, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, let's see if you can pull up the box score real quick here. You can play him if you want as a full stack. I wouldn't talk you out of it. But for me, I think it's a situation where I'm just going to attack the righties.
7 hits allowed, 6 earned runs, 2 home runs in 3 innings.
Was it all to the righties?
Howie Kendrick.
Holy moly.
Howie Kendrick went yard. I don't see where the other home run was, though.
It was Scherzer, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's why it wasn't coming up on the BVP page.
Howie Kendrick went 5 for 5.
Oh, man.
Hopefully nobody looks at that box score.
What about that full stack for Washington, CJ?
It's viable. I said it's viable. I just think I like the three-man more.
I think I like the three-man more, too. Like, Harper is so expensive that if you only get 3 at-bats against the bullpen or 2 at-bats against the bullpen, like even as bad as O'Grady's been, you know, against lefties, he has a 252 WOBA, and he hasn't allowed a home run in 10 innings.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you.
As far as Miami goes, anything against Scherzer?
No.
We move on to Detroit at Pittsburgh. Jordan Zimmerman against Trevor Williams. The interesting thing for Zimmerman, we talked about it last time he touched the hill. You know, he's just not giving up home runs like he was at the beginning of the season. We look at the last 10 games and multiple home runs only one time in those 10 games.
Zimmerman's in play. That's how bad the pitching on this slate is. I don't know if I'm going to use him, but I don't think there's enough strikeout upside, but, like, it's not like this Pirates team is the world's best hitting team. Zimmerman's been pitching better ever since he found that slider in mid-May. Like, he's like, I found it, and his numbers since then have been, like, perfectly average.
Like you said, the strikeout upside's very, very limited in this spot. Pittsburgh projected starter strikeout rate's under 20 or under 18%. Like, they just don't strike out a bunch. They're not amazing, but I don't know if I would end up here. We're going to talk about a couple other guys that are interesting. I think that's the word that you can use here. Looking at the other side, Trevor Williams against Detroit. Like, Detroit now, like, Justin Upton's the only hitter on this team that has an ISO over 200 against right-handed pitching now.
Could have used that stat today. Although they got 11 hits and 3 walks and scored 1 run against Ubaldo. Nice effort. Great effort, Tigers.
Man, have you looked at their numbers since they've, like, traded off of Avila and Martinez?
It's bad. It's bad. I know.
Like, Trevor Williams is in play here, right?
I think he's chalk.
In PNC, too? Like,
no DH?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be chalk. So that means, I think everyone's just going to be like, I don't really want to pay for Martinez and Scherzer. You know, what's the most thing I can tolerate? And it's probably Trevor Williams.
It'd be interesting to see what his projected ownership is, because I really don't hate this spot for him.
I don't either. I think people just be like, Trevor Williams isn't going to kill me here. You know, I think people can say Sutter can kill me, Kennedy can kill me, Bundy can kill me, Zimmerman can kill me. And I think people just be like, you know what? Like, Trevor Williams is the quotation marks, people. So, in case I don't want this saying, like, I actually said he was safe, but quotation mark safe.
There's nothing safe on the slate.
No, that's why I put these quotation marks around it.
If you look at Scherzer, like, you know, he could have a neck issue. There's nothing safe on the slate. There's no safe pitcher on the slate. Maybe Arrieta at San Francisco is safe, but there's nothing.
What's the upside?
Exactly. I'm just saying, like, safe-wise, there's just – I don't think there's anything safe on this slate. Like, I don't know. I think he's in play. He might actually be the guy that I end up as my SP2. I'll have to see. I like Williams more than I like Zimmerman on the other side. I will say that.
Sure.
You know, we just talked about the Detroit bats. Justin Upton or bust for me. That's the only guy that I would play here.
I don't hate Ian Kinsler.
That's fine.
I probably will play him, though, because I'm probably playing Howie Kendrick everywhere.
Justin Upton is 5,400 on DraftKings.
He's worthy of the press.
Right, five home runs in the last 10 games. When he gets hot, he is so streaky.
It's five in the last seven.
He's so streaky.
Yeah.
Don't mind Justin Upton as a one-off. Anybody from Pittsburgh here against Zimmerman?
Not really.
Like, McCutcheon's been the only one that...
I'm not paying $4,700 for him, though.
Yeah, I agree. Let's move on. We move on. Probably kind of a stay away game there. Williams is a massive favorite. Did you see that? 154.
Yeah. That's why I think he's going to end up getting being part of the trendy bus as the day goes on.
San Diego at Cincinnati. Chacin against Adelman. 9.5 total here. Adelman getting moved up a day. Stevenson went to the DL. So if you see Stevenson, it's not Stevenson. It's Adelman. Any interest in Chacin?
I can't. Not against a team that's this left-handed heavy.
I need to look into him. He has a good BVP against this team.
In Cincinnati? I mean, even if that BVP is in San Diego, it's a completely different ballpark and dynamic here.
Yeah, I know. I just – Joey Votto, 4-for-16. Scooter, 1-for-6. Adam Duvall, 1-for-3. Like, I need to look into why. Could be nothing. Like you said, it could have just been in Petco and they could have been loud out. So,
yeah, I just – honestly, if I'm taking a picture here, it's Tim Manaman.
Yeah, I don't think I could take Chacin. Just looking at his numbers this season against lefties, just not in this ballpark. 341 WOBA, 177 ISO for Chacin, 35% hard contact rate. Just no, I'll pass.
Yeah, and Adaman, look, we know he's given up a lot of hard contact. He gives up home runs. There's no disputing that. He's given up a home run in each of his last 10 appearances. But this simply is just he's 4,600. Every other pitching option sucks, and he can strike out people, and San Diego can strike out. And I'm just looking for 12 to 15, maybe even a little more, 20 at the ceiling, and then just pay up for bats that I don't hate. Because, you know, this, like we've talked about, like there's not a lot of pitchers I love, not exactly a ton of bats that I'm just, like, ready to go stack for. So if I can pay down a pitcher here, get in Scherzer, and then kind of still fit in some quality bats, kind of what I'm looking for here, you know, I'm not expecting a clean line by any means. Six innings, three earned runs, and 7 Ks would be the dream scenario there.
Fair enough. I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember if Solarte was really good against ground ball pitchers or fly ball pitchers, and stored in the memory bank against ground ball pitchers, by the way.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah, I knew it was like the splits were dramatic when I looked at him one day, and it's
is
like,
there a Padres hitter that's good against fly ball pitchers? Because we know that he will give up a home run.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, that's why I like pulled up Solarte. I want to look up Will Myers really quick, but
like, there's
this probably is how my day is going to go today. By the way, I'm going to be like looking for anything that I can find anything on.
Like Mark Goh at 3,800 is interesting. If he can hit a fly, if he's good against fly ball guys, he's got some speed too.
Let's see.
Like, you could stack the Padres here, and I would understand this.
Of course, especially if you start ending up with some Adelman.
Yeah, one team might become two.
Will Myers is pretty neutral. 827 OPS against fly balls, 841 against ground balls. He's not good against average fly ball ground ball guys. It's weird.
I just like find a power bat that has some good
stats. That's against the problem. They don't have any power bats. They have Hedges.
What about Renfro?
Renfro, baby. Hunter Renfro. There we go. I found my power bat.
Can he hit a fly ball guy?
His splits are so small. Let's look. Let's see. So he's had 145 at-bats against fly ball pitchers and 87 against ground ball pitchers. And He has a higher OPS and a higher slugging, more home runs against fly ball guys. So, yeah.
Done. Sure. Why not? He's 3,700.
There we go. Done. We found a guy.
Woohoo. We did it.
We did it. I'm excited.
Oh, man.
Looking at the red side, like, didn't I see a thing that Cozart's coming back today?
He came back today.
Okay. That's what I get for not playing baseball on Sundays. I'll never play baseball on a Saturday again either. Oh, good job, Chris Davis. What are your thoughts here on the Reds?
I kind of like the stack here, especially if we get Hedges behind the plate.
Yeah, they can run. You know, they have four or five guys in a row in this lineup that have ISOs over 200 against right-handed pitching. This is in Cincinnati. Like, not the worst off-the-board stack here.
No, not at all. They've been actually playing, like, Torrens too much lately, too. So, no Hector Sanchez. Hector Sanchez is behind the plate. Oh, boy.
We know Chacin can give up home runs, too.
Yeah.
Not as much to righties. Like, his numbers against righties, he has a -5 soft-to-hard contact ratio against righties. You want to play the lefties here.
Yeah, the problem is there's not a ton of them.
Yeah, like Votto, Scooter, Billy, and then, like, you put in Duvall. Like, or you just run another three-man.
Run Cozart, Votto, Hamilton. Yeah, that works.
God, Joey Votto doesn't strike out.
No, he doesn't. He's going to homer in this spot, isn't he?
Probably. But the thing is, like, do I play Zimmerman? Do I play Votto?
Yeah. Winker's terrible, by the way. Don't play him.
Milwaukee at Minnesota. Sutter against Santana, 9 total here. Let's talk Santana first, I guess.
I could see him being surprised, like chalk pitcher against Milwaukee, a lot of Ks coming off that complete game in San Diego where he struck out 9. Price is down. I could see this, actually. The more I think about it. What's the case against Irvin Santana exactly, other than we don't like him?
One, two, is Travis Shaw return, right?
Yeah, he wasn't in the line. Well, he wasn't originally in the lineup. Then someone got Santana got drilled, and he came in. So I don't know what that means.
One, two, three, four. Four guys have ISOs over 260 against right-handed pitching this season.
Yeah, how's Santana?
And they get the DH.
That lineup with the DH when it's healthy looks so good.
Yeah, like Sogard to be in there too, and he doesn't strike out. Like the rest of the team just strikes out a bunch. That's, you know, like
the Milwaukee. Problem is he's been better against lefties than righties this year.
Thames is taking him deep, by the way.
So much for my he's better against lefties than righties.
No, it's just, you know, Santana's a guy that likes to pound inside, and that's just what Thames just crushes.
Yeah, Santana has, like, no swing and strike ability against lefties, 8.6% on the season.
Eric Thames, 5-for-16, 2 home runs, a double.
Oh, this is why Santana's running the guy. His BABIP against this year is .212.
Yeah, that's better than Kershaw.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
I can't play Santana if I think he's going to be popular. I could understand it if he's not going to be popular here because Milwaukee strikes out a bunch and we need some upside, but he's going to be popular.
The problem is good luck fitting Santana and Scherzer in with bats.
Well, wouldn't that be like the pivot, I guess, from Scherzer?
I guess.
Like if you're playing like a three-entry max, do you play Scherzer on all three teams?
Yes.
I probably do too.
I mean, he just burned me in the spot 5 days ago. I hadn't paid up for a pitcher in a while, and then he just burned me like that, but I'm going right back.
Oh, no. Really? I just got a tweet saying there's no way the Washington Nationals game plays tomorrow. But it looks like it's all before the game, so we'll have to see what Kevin Roth says. I didn't even check the weather before we got going.
This slate would become so unplayable if there's no Washington game.
It's legitimately the tweet that I just got. I am no Kevin Roth, but I live in the D.C. area. No way the Nationals-Marlin game plays tomorrow. That's the tweet I got. Brett Sutter on the other side, I play this guy every time he takes the hill. I don't really love this spot for him.
I don't either.
Like, he's good. He's above average, but it's just not the best spot for him.
Dozier might hit another two home runs in this spot.
But outside of Dozier, like, if Sano's out of the lineup again.
Eduardo Escobar has been obliterating the baseball and has exactly zero results to show for it. Like, average exit velocity was something insane when I looked at it. I would actually play him, even at this high price tag. It's like DK is using advanced stats in their freaking algorithm. Oh, he's priced out finally. Yes. All right.
I know I know Grossman's been bad against lefties this season, but he's been really good against lefties, you know, early in his career. So,
yeah, for sure. I don't hate that.
He's 38 too.
Twins are kind of cheap.
Yeah, it's just Joe Mauer bats fourth, and he has a .030 ISO against left-handed pitching.
He's not going to play today. Let's sit him down.
Who are they going to sit him down for?
Somebody. They'll play him as at first or something, like Castro play. 412-foot freaking barrel out.
Oh, man. All right, flip side here. Any bats that you're liking in this spot against Santana?
If I'm playing it, it's a stack. I wouldn't be picking one off here.
If Aguilar bats fifth, you could really get a nice little 1-5 stack. All those guys hit for power.
Yeah, I imagine he's the guy that they would play. Might not make Thames play the field.
But. No, I was thinking like if Santana is in the lineup or not.
Oh, well, he's probably the DH anyways. Or he's probably the first baseman with Thames DHing.
No, I was saying the 1-5 stack of Santana bats second. So yeah, they've been rolling out.
Yeah, but even if it's Keon Broxton, still upside there.
There's a ton of power in the Milwaukee lineup. They just strike out so much. They're so boom or bust. We've been saying that all year.
And they've been struggling, but I just got a weird feeling that they boom in this spot.
Yeah, they can boom any night. They're not as.
You know who's like, if I had to take a guess of player that I think most likely is on the Royals, it's Arcia. Homered again. How does this guy have 11 home runs?
Wraparound stack.
How does this guy have power? I don't understand.
I'm never talking bad about a player again.
I don't understand. He's been crushing it. I can't believe it.
Hey, can we clear something up really quick for the listeners that listen to the podcast on Friday? We did not say that Tim Beckham was a bad play. We said his price on DraftKings was too much money.
Wait a minute. Thank you, Stevie. Let's talk about that. As I said, what about Tim Beckham? And then we saw the price. I liked the Tim Beckham the player. I just didn't like Tim Beckham the price.
We pointed out how hot he was. Like, had I known on the podcast that he was $2,400 on FanDuel, we would have told you guys to play a bunch. But we were looking at DraftKings at the time. So yeah, I got so many Tim Beckham tweets on Friday.
I am the Tim Beckham fan club president.
I
played it before anyone knew who he was.
I played him on Saturday and he homered again, so made up for it. But
I played him like last year on Tampa when he was like coming off the bench against lefties. And he was like 2K, batting seventh. Like, get out of here, people. Don't you dare try to tell me I talked bad on Tim Beckham.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear that up because like I felt like there was some confusion and wanted to say
I will never speak ill will of Tim Beckham. That's my boy.
It was I got so many tweets about it, I went back and listened to the podcast about Tim Beckham.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, wait a minute, I brought him up. That's how we brought up about him.
Yeah. All right, we move on.
Come on, listeners, let's go. If maybe you haven't had your cup of coffee, stop by Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks. Let's go.
I need a cup of coffee. St. Louis.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that was not a good idea.
I had a monster like 5 hours ago when I was driving back, but yeah, it's gone.
I haven't had caffeine in 8 days. It's just, ugh.
That sucks.
Yeah.
St. Louis at Kansas City taking on the Royals. Carlos Martinez against Ian Kennedy. 9 total. Carlos Martinez, a 1.17 favorite here against Kansas City.
Is he even the favorite?
He is the favorite. Very, very, very slight favorite, but it's the favorite.
Not that I don't believe you. My notes said that he was the dog here. I'll pull it up. I mean, not that it really matters here a whole lot. I just don't like this spot at all for the Cardinals. Yeah, I guess he is the favorite now. I hate this spot for the Cardinals, for at least for Carlos Martinez.
You know, I kind of like this spot for offenses, actually, now that I think about that. You know, Ian Kennedy loves to get some home runs to right-handed power bats. And say what the Cardinals' bad offense is, they at least have that. And they kind of didn't have a nice day in Cincinnati today. Maybe get some going. But no chance of playing either one of these pitchers.
The thing is, like, Kansas City, just ever since the trade done, like, they added Melky. He has an 11% strikeout rate against righties this season. Like, outside of Brandon Moss, nobody on this team strike out. Like, that's it.
Maybe I will play some Ian Kennedy.
Were you sad? Were you sad this weekend? I was going to ask you if you were sad about Salvi going to the DL.
Oh. Someone else went to the DL that I rostered all the time, too. It's been a tough weekend. I can't think of who it is right now.
What about Ian Kennedy? Any interest here?
I said no, and then I looked at his swing strike against right-handed bats. I'll have to see what the Cardinals – I don't know. I don't –
like, the thing is for Kennedy, like, he's a fly ball pitcher against righties, and he's in a good ballpark for that. That's, you know, that's the argument.
Yeah, the argument is those fly balls can leave the park too, but the wind's blowing in Cincinnati or in Kansas City slightly, which is kind of nice. I don't know. There's a lot of upside here. You know, like, compared to these other names, like, Ian Kennedy can strike out 10. He's got the curveball to do it. I'll have to look and see what the Cardinals do against curveballs, I guess, and make a decision.
Yep, I don't mind that. God, I need to – this is a game that I'm really going to have to dig into to kind of see if there's anything here. But DeJong is a guy that, you know, I've just – ever since you started talking about this guy, I've been playing him, like, religiously. He has a 253 ISO against right-handed pitching this season. The guy's just mashing.
Yeah, a lot of it is on two-seam fastballs, which Kennedy does rely on. But if he throws him any of his off-speed pitches, good luck. He throws – his off-speed pitches are slider, changeup, curveball. These are his swing and strike percentages against those pitches. 23.8, 18.5, 22.2.
Sounds like a good boomer bust play to me, baby.
Yeah. I could see myself ending up with a stack of one of these teams. I could see myself going in this direction.
The thing that I like about Kennedy is 6,800 on DraftKings today. So, like, on FanDuel, you're playing Scherzer, right? You're just playing Scherzer. DraftKings, you got to play that second pitcher, like – I think Kennedy's in play.
Yeah, 2,200 more than Edelman. That's probably about the right differential that I could actually consider making the move.
Trevor Williams, baby, still down there.
I'm definitely not doing that. It's either – I'm playing a guy with a kid. Like, especially if he's going to be chalk, like, give me a boomer bust guy that can strike out 10 and kind of win me a slate here on a shorter slate.
Any bats on the other side of this game here? For the Royals?
Yeah, I don't mind a Royal stack here, as you mentioned. Lefties against Carlos Martinez, looking like at least five in the starting lineup. So, yeah, I do like the Royals here a fair amount. We know Martinez's struggles against lefties.
Yeah, I really like Moose. Man, I really like Moose in this spot.
Yes, he is a very, very good play, and I suspect he will show up in a later segment.
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, isn't he really good against high-velocity fastballs?
You know, I was just typing that in. I can tell you real quick here. If I literally type it, don't type in Moose, I'll actually get his results. Yeah, 93 to 96 just obliterates those. Where's Martinez at? 96?
95 to 97, yeah.
Yeah, struggled a little more, but that's a pretty small sample size. Let's see what he did last year.
He got hurt last year.
Yeah. I mean, the 93 to 96 range, he historically crushes. You know, yeah, he could be all right.
And he hits two-seam fastballs well, too. Like,
yeah, he does match those. So
the thing is, like, Martinez could throw him a bunch of sliders and get against Moose, but we don't hardly ever see that.
Yeah, if he tries to throw a changeup, Moose, like, when he makes contact, it goes a very, very long way.
Yes, so I like Moose a lot. I think we just said it, talked about his batted ball profile. Like, I like this spot for Moose.
Understandable.
We move on, Baltimore at L.A., J.C. Ramirez against Dylan Bundy. Yes, this is a game on the slates I am so interested in.
Mike Trout, can we move on?
Jonathan Scope, man. God, I love Scope.
How do I fade Hallie Kendrick?
I know. Well, you could play Kendrick in the outfield.
God. If I win a tournament with Howie Kendrick in the outfield, I might retire.
Like, so JC Ramirez, is he in play here? Can we talk about him for a second? They're going to get seven righties, 280 wOBA against righties, 19% strikeout rate. He's only allowed 4 home runs and 65 innings to righties, and this game is in L.A. Like, is he playable? Cross-country flight? Baltimore to L.A., I guess, kind of cross-country.
That's pretty much cross-country as you get to.
I'm trying to build on something here. Like, is JC in play? Coming off of 2 of his last 3 that have looked good. He's pitched 6 innings in 5 straight games, at least 6 innings.
I mean, you're making a very solid case for him, but he's 7,500. It's just
nobody's going to play him.
It's one of these guys randomly that we're not thinking is going to be like the chalk play of the day because they're all kind of just blah, and there's going to be a blah that people just like better.
I think you're onto something with Trevor Williams being a massive favorite. Like, I think he's one of the biggest. We don't have a line for the Washington game yet, but
yeah, I guess you're right. I mean,
Arrieta's 183. That's the biggest favorite we have so far. But Williams is second at 154. You would think that Scherzer is going to be like in the 180 to 190 range.
I don't hate the idea of JC Ramirez, actually.
I don't either. Like, looking at the stats, like, Chris Davis is much better in Baltimore than he is when he gets on the road.
The problem with JC Ramirez is he's a two-pitch guy to righties. And the Baltimore has so many righties. So this is all just going to depend on what the profile looks like.
Well, we got a few seconds here.
Let's see. Two seamers and sliders. Let's see.
All right, you grab odds, I'll grab evens.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Adam Jones swings and misses a gazillion percent at sliders. When he makes contact, it goes as far as you can go. But he also can't hit a two-seamer to save his life, so he's out.
Machado can't hit a two-seamer either. 280 wOBA, 130 ISO. Slider, 159 ISO, 266 wOBA, 20% K rate.
Let's see what we got for scope. Good against the two-seamer. And pathetic against the slider, so he's out.
Chris Davis, two-seamer. He has a 150 ISO this season, 368 wOBA. And I guess he throws curveballs to lefties. So curveballs, Chris Davis is awful against curveballs. We already knew that. I didn't have to look that up. Oh, Chris Davis is awful against sliders, too. 30% K rate against sliders.
Yeah, Mancini makes a lot of contact against two-seamers, but doesn't hit him a long way. And loves to swing and miss against the slider, so he's out.
Tim Beckham above average against the slider. No power against the two-seamer, but solid, I guess, 298 wOBA with a very low strikeout rate. But strikeout or home run or bust against the slider is what it looks like for Beckham.
Yeah, Seth Smith, let's see. Still two-seamers and curveballs, right? Two-seamers and curveballs.
Seth Smith
doesn't swing and miss at curveballs, but doesn't hit him anywhere. And good against the two-seamer. So I guess this is probably the best-looking one so far.
Beef is amazing against two-seamers, by the way.
But it's probably going to be Caleb. They've been starting Caleb Joseph, like, every day now.
Yeah, if it is Beef, he mashes two-seamers. 421 ISO, 585 wOBA, but against the slider, 0.75 ISO, 329 wOBA, 250x wOBA there. So,
what's the swing strike rate?
Against this two-seamer, it's 6%. Against the slider, it's 19%. There's some upside for JC Ramirez here.
Yeah, and Ricard, as you imagine, is just as bad as you would imagine.
Did we find our – we might have found our guy. Might have found my guy.
That was a pretty that was a pretty strong case there made by the batted row pile for JC Ramirez.
Can he put it all together and go out and pitch a good game? We'll have to see. But
good news is my team won't be dead from my pitcher getting blown up till 10 o'clock. He's got that upside.
We don't hardly ever see pitchers get blown up in L.A. either. That's another good thing.
Someone didn't play baseball today.
Was there a massive run scores?
11 to 10.
Sounds like a crash and burn like my NASCAR teams.
I played that slate. It was not pretty. Thank you, Dodgers, for saving me.
11 to 10. Oakland had
and Coors was by 3-2. So you knew where – guess where I took my pitchers and where I took my hitters that were Dodgers.
Oh, my gosh. Oakland had 18 hits?
Yeah. That's what I did when I tried to detilt from NASCAR. That worked out real well.
Oh, Pinder, my boy. 4-5.
Yeah, he had a good day.
Wow. All right. Baltimore Bats, Wellington Castillo.
Tim Beckham, you said, wasn't horrible.
Beckham is home run or strikeout, which is Tim Beckham in a nutshell.
Right.
Angels, Mike Trout, move on.
Yeah. Is Coward still free?
I don't know. He hasn't been, like, he's been on, in and out of the lineup.
Yeah, 2,300, but he's got second base eligibility now.
Oh, buddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Play Cali in the outfield?
Yeah, I just said if you need savings. I don't know why you would, but, hey, you never know.
Maybe you're paying it for Trout.
Maybe some of these terrible pitchers get scratched and another star shows up. Who knows?
Yeah, I doubt it, but, man, the life that would be. All right, we move on. Last game of the night, Chicago Cubs, San Francisco Giants, Matt Moore against Jake Arrieta. Arrieta, the biggest favorite on the slate. If you're playing cash games, he's safe. But if you're playing tournaments, he just doesn't have the upside.
I don't even think you could pay 11-6 for him in cash, Stevie. Like, you can't play him over Scherzer. And you can't play him with Scherzer, so...
Sandoval is the fifth hitter on the Giants.
How are you going to make that work with the salary cap? I understand that, but what are you going to do with the salary cap?
I know. Arrieta's in play on play draft today.
Yeah, he's clearly the SP2, I would think, over there.
I think I'm with you, though, like... If for some reason you just don't trust Scherzer's neck, I guess you could play Arrieta in cash.
That's true. If you're fading Scherzer in cash, just don't play cash.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. Like, I don't see Arrieta getting blown up, but I don't see him really going over like 25 points here.
The problem is there's not this offense that I'm like super thrilled about. Like, I haven't found one. Did you find one?
Washington.
You and every other person on the planet.
No, you asked me a question. Like,
I mean, I don't disagree. I mean, it's a fair answer.
And I'm only excited really about like three bats in that lineup.
Yeah, exactly. What we're saying is the slate is terrible.
If this game was in Wrigley, I'd like have some interest in the Cubs hitters against Moore.
Adam Contreras is so hot. I still might have interest.
Well, catcher's kind of weak on the slate too, but. You know, 4,900, you're using some of your cap there.
Yeah, but I might have it.
I'm just kind of plugging in some of the plays that we talked about to kind of see what we're at with Scherzer.
Yeah, I'm just – it's like
– I don't know. You can't really stack Washington with Contreras and Trout.
Yeah, you can't get every single hitter on the slate. Dang.
It's kind of close, though, if you play Edelman.
Yeah. It's close enough where you can try to finagle it.
God, I'm talking myself into a JC Ramirez play.
I you already talked me in. I already plugged in JC. Like, you already got me there.
Like, we just went through the batted ball profile, and that's just exactly what I want to see when I look at a pitcher's batted ball profile.
Especially on a 7-game slate where if you just get beat, you just get beat and you move on. Like, it's not like this full slate where you're just you're desperately looking for an option. You see something that looks pretty and you're just like, okay.
I don't know if I could do it on this slate, but Anthony Rizzo is very interesting.
How?
I'm just saying.
Where are you going to get the salary to play him?
Is he expensive?
$5,400. He's the most expensive hitter on the slate at first base.
They priced him upon his BVP.
Oh, God. I mean, it's a soft-throwing lefty with no – I'm sure it's massive.
4.000 OPS.
Toward every at bat?
2-for-3 with two home runs. Or no, 3-for-3 with two home runs.
Jesus. Let's just hope that was all in Wrigley.
I would hope it's all in Wrigley. It makes perfectly good sense, though, but I would guess it's in Wrigley.
God. I mean, I guess I don't hate it.
But if you're not playing the Nationals, I think you got to be taking a high upside first baseman. I don't see much of a merit in punting first base on this slate. Like, you got to go seek some ceiling there.
It was earlier this season. It wasn't Wrigley.
Like, is there any way you would play a first baseman not named Rizzo, Votto, or Zerman on the slate?
Thames, but I would play him in the outfield.
I just think any team I would build would have one of those three.
Like, I didn't, you know who we didn't talk about that could be interesting?
Is Boyd. Hosmer, I guess, too.
Boyd. But he's been super cold. I take that back.
He hit a double today.
He's 4 for his last 20.
I don't even know if he'll crack the lineup. Oh, DH. Just kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say. No, honestly, like, just looking at first base, I think you're pretty much spot on with that.
I think Hosmer's the only guy that I would give some merit to.
Oh, cohorts day-to-day. Groin issue.
On Reg. Slate's over.
Scherzer fade's looking better.
Oh, man. How? Like, Scherzer fade. It's just... Like, I literally just tried for shits and giggles. And it's just like I couldn't spend my money.
I did it and I was able to spend all my money.
You were able to spend your money. Huh. Interesting. Okay. Oh, I see what you did. Yeah, I mean.
I took all the hitters. Like, I took all the best hitters on the slate and put them on one team. Done.
The pitchers on the slate, it's hard to argue. Like, all it takes is one more neck strain and you're looking like in heaven.
I really
the slate just sucks. I'm sorry.
No.
Like, you don't like when we say that? Like, what do you want from us? We didn't create the slate. I think we tried to have an open mind.
I think we did a good job breaking down these games.
I think we tried to have an open mind, despite our biases of hating the slate being quite clear.
God, if this game was in Wrigley, I would stack the Cubs. No joke.
I might even stack it in freaking PNC.
Bryant, Rizzo, Contreras, Hap, Baez all have over a 200 ISO. And
Sam Dyson to the Giants bullpen. Up to the Cubs stack. I had an Arizona stack, and I was like, why are they getting all these base runners on it? And I found out Sam Dyson was on the Giants.
Is it sad that I really want the Washington game to rain out?
And then just stack the Cubs and hope for the best.
Stack the Cubs. Don't have to worry about Scherzer beating me.
I don't hate the idea.
The only way
this slate gets interesting if it's like orange red, and you could YOLO Scherzer at like 10%.
I might play two teams today and stack the Cubs on one.
I don't hate it.
I was gonna. I really don't.
Like, it's clearly the in terms of offensive talent. Versus pitcher, if all the teams were playing in the same park, Cubs would be what? 2? On stacks, if like they were all playing at the same park?
Yeah, I still think Washington's number one.
I would think so too, but I think the Cubs would clearly be 2.
You could make an argument for the Cubs being 1-2.
Yeah, you could. You could. I would understand it, then I would look at the Chris O'Grady box score for the last time and just go, nah. We good.
You look at Chris O'Grady's stats everywhere and go, nah.
We're good. All right, Stevie, I sent you an invite, buddy.
All right, I got it. Chris O'Grady, by the way, under 10% K rate in AAA, home run issues in AAA this season.
I have to look at the fucking weather report real quick.
I looked at the weather report, and it looked like Washington was done before.
Yeah, you say that because I might have the first pick. I got to go look at this for myself.
I have
bullshit! The first pick. Why do you have the first pick? I sent the invite. That's what the rules are.
Well, pretty no-brainer who's going number one.
You think that game's going to go?
Looks okay.
The local guy on the ground is right, because that would be just another win to cut it down to 2.
I don't know. I think I'd still be alive.
Well, I'm going to take Jake Arrieta. Can't let you get both good options. You know what? And you know what? I can live with either one of those guys, I think. So let's go ahead and take the best hitter on the board. And, of course, that is one, Mr. Mike Trout. I'm going to let you go ahead and take Harper if you like. I think I'm gonna stay away from Washington here and hope for the best here that that game gets you in some trouble. Because we all know how we all know that Washington too is very responsible when it comes to rainouts.
My chips in the middle of the table.
You're all in on Washington, huh? Would you take Rendon and Zimmerman? Well, I can't even take Kyle Kendrick at this point. Like, if the stack goes off, I'm gonna lose. So
you didn't take. Taking Scherzer, like you said, if the game rains out and I have Scherzer, I lost. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what my response should be here when you make this move in play draft. I think I just need to take as much upside as I can here and try to beat you with home runs if it goes. So I'll take Joey Votto against Chacin.
You know how I take notes during the podcast?
Yeah.
Howie Zimmerman Rendon, Cincy lefties, Cubs righties.
I don't even hate the lefties for the Cubs. Is that bad?
Well, the lefty is Rizzo, right? Like,
yeah.
That's it.
I don't know what to do with this pick. It's not really a guy that I'm just like super thrilled about. Hosmer against Carlos Martinez just feels like a reach in this format. I could take Rizzo against Matt Moore and make your life a living hell to sweat that late. You know what? Let's do that. That'd be fun. You take my guy all the time. Let's play a little revenge.
No problem. All in.
Yeah, just take the national stack. I mean, I get it. It's a solid strategy.
This point, I'm all in. Like, what?
I can't blame you here. So.
And then I'm gonna take my boy.
You can take JC.
Let's roll with it, baby.
All right, good. Now I don't feel like an idiot for taking Santana. I'll let you have made the decision for me.
It was. I looked at Santana. It was Santana or Ramirez, and it's just like. I really like that batted ball profile for JC.
Maybe there's that Nationals game. I really want to see that Nationals game get rained out like 5 minutes before lock. And you got to change out your entire team. Line shift.
Yeah, that would be brutal. I guess I'm not going to play a bunch of teams today, so I guess it doesn't matter. But that would be brutal for DFS. Like, rain out 2 minutes before the game, change everything you built.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's, like, the best reason I've heard just to play, like, two teams.
I want to play two teams now just because I want a Cubs stack.
And I'm with you on the Cubs. You know, like, you know what? Like, this slate's terrible. Why not take, like, the most talented – like, the second most talented offense on the board? Like, yeah, that ballpark's big, but so is Rizzo. He can hit that ball in the McCovey.
Chris Bryant can hit a home run there. Chris Bryant can hit a home run anywhere. Contreras is hot.
Yeah, they can hit some. They got enough speed to hit some gaps. John and Jay can gap a couple.
And we know Matt Moore can just get blown up. Like, we know Matt Moore can get blown up.
Yeah, and the Giants' bullpen is not exactly like they traded for. Their bullpen is bad. Like, they have Sergio Romo and Sam Dyson. Like,
no, they have Romo.
Oh no! He's on the diet. Is he back with them?
No. Pretty sure he's with Romo.
Right? I never remember which team Romo was on, if he was on the Dodgers and went to the Giants, or if he was on the Giants and went to the Dodgers. I never remember.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I think he's like with the Rays.
Oh, sorry, he got traded to the Rays. He was on the Giants, got traded to the Dodgers, then went to Tampa. Yeah. Okay, so it's just Sam Dyson. That's fine. He's bad enough.
All right, let's play some Home Run Derby. We can't take – I pretty much eliminated the Washington stack from Home Run Derby.
No, you didn't. You got the first pick. Damn it.
I'll probably let you have him too.
Please.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a dick to you. You know, I'll let you have that call. I may veto him just because, but I'm going to take another guy that I had written down that I forgot I had written down. J-Up.
All right, I won't veto if you don't veto my guy.
I might.
Come on.
Do 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 do.
All right, howdy, Kendrick.
I'm going to let you have him. It's the hedge life, dude. If it rains out in our play draft, at least I have a chance to beat you in Home Run Derby.
I'll take Mike Moustakas.
Yeah, that's a veto.
I suspect it as such.
I'm really glad I didn't veto Howie now. Really glad.
Right? You would have been like, damn it.
I would have been mad, yeah.
I'll take Eric Hosmer.
All right. How can I get you to use your veto? I'm going to go Chris Bryant.
That certainly is not going to get me my veto.
I know. And Joey Votto.
You can't take him. He's not eligible.
Shit.
Try to cheat?
No, I was trying to get you to use your veto.
Yeah, that's why I took him in the play draft here, buddy.
Oh, man. Did you see that Dozier's day-to-day now, too?
No, it's just dizziness. He's fine.
You want to talk about Sutter being in play. If Dozier and Sano are out of the lineup.
JC Ramirez, I'm in. Let's do this.
I am, too. Trying to find somebody off the board. That's why I was stalling for a second. Eric Thames.
I'm going to veto that.
All right. I got to try to find somebody else off the board. Thanks.
No problem.
Oh, Margot. He's been hitting a bunch of home runs lately. Let's play him.
Shit, I really wish I hadn't used that veto. I like that.
Now, he's a guy, you know, I looked at him this weekend. I was like, man, he's hitting a bunch of home runs right now. And he was hitting home runs in PNC. Like, this is going to Cincinnati. Like, he's interesting.
Yeah. All
right. Really don't forget him. About him today in DFS. I'm making sure I make a note of him right now.
Yeah.
Plus, he's in the home run derby. That's instant luck. I got a message like, you guys do make sure you play your home run derby picks. And I'm like, I make sure I make a lineup every day.
Yeah. God, this slate is just a mess. all right. We're done, right?
Who's your last pick?
What do you mean? You went first.
Yeah, you have Howie and Hosmer.
Oh, crap. I thought we were done. Whoops.
Good job.
I'm over the slate, Stevie. I'm over it.
That's why we're only playing two lineups.
Oh, my God. I'm going to do all my work tonight, so I don't have to think about this damn slate tomorrow.
There's 0% chance I do that.
I say I'm going to, then I won't. I don't know. Who's a gas can we haven't picked on yet? You just took Margot too, so I can't take him. Damn it. These guys are all terrible. I took Trout in the draft. I can't use the narrative street for the 1,000th hit. these options are just terrible. All right, let's take Paul DeJong against Kennedy. Profiles. No, you know what? I changed my mind. Let's hedge life this. Let's go Tim Beckham.
All right. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Get us out of here, please.
Be smart with your bankroll. That's going to do it here for the Monday
edition. Study football today. Well, yeah, just study football today.
That's going to do it here for the Monday edition of the Morning Grind. If you guys haven't checked out PlayDraft, they are our sponsor. Check them out, playdraft.com/grinders. That's going to do it. Good luck in your contest tonight because you might need it, and we'll see you tomorrow.
3. Bankroll management might not be the sexiest part of daily fantasy, but it's an important one. And that's why we've launched the DFS Analyzer. DFS Analyzer will help you easily track your results and then use them to your advantage. Just upload your contest history, and in seconds, DFS Analyzer will show you winnings, ROI, records by sport, contest type, and more. Don't just view your results, analyze them and gain an edge. Try our free DFS Analyzer tool, become a smarter, more process-oriented, hopefully more profitable DFS player.